Evening, ladies and gentlemen. Hope I find you all. Our usual host is having, I don't know if we call it, if we're going to call it a bad day, or I don't know what's going on. Gavin, we'll excuse you for today. But anyway, I think this is the way I get to the top. This is how I'm going to end up at the top. All right. You may not get the slot back. So I'm just telling you now. But anyway, hope you had a good week, guys. Here again with another episode to preview this weekend's Super Rugby action. Trans-Tasman action, actually.
For sure.
Are you excited, gents?
Hell yeah. I've waited for this for about 2 years now. Yes. It feels like the old days, eh? Where you have a full weekend of rugby.
What 2 years are you on about?
Two years of no Super Rugby.
You've only had COVID for a year.
Come now. This year has just been too long.
Joking. Yeah, but I mean, look, I think, yeah, it has been a long wait. Obviously, it gives us a good... We'll see how good maybe some of the New Zealand sides actually are and the Australian sides. I mean, thrilling finals that we watched last week. And then you get to this week where you get to see, I believe, what's going to be, I mean, a great start to this whole tournament with the Brumbies and the Crusaders. I mean, that's massive as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, gosh. I hope it's not a sign of things to come. Like
what?
In other words, I hope the Crusaders...
No one hates the Crusaders, but I'm just saying, we'd love to see someone else win this tournament.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if the Crusaders win, I just will not be happy.
It's been a discussion this whole week, actually, this whole hate for the Crusaders and how they win. I don't hate them as a team. I just don't like them winning all the time. I just want to put that out there.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, they're a great side, to be honest. They're a great side. Okay, let's get straight into it, guys. So this weekend, we've got the Highlanders. First up, Highlanders versus the Reds. Side picked by the Reds. So it's got Aiden Johnston, Ash Dixon. Okay, Tokolahi.
When did he play for the Reds?
Who?
When did they start playing for the Reds? Do you mean the Highlanders?
This is the Highlanders side. Didn't I say that?
No, you said side picked by the Reds.
Is this guy awake?
I'm awake.
Are you sure?
I'm just no, but you actually did say, but anyway, continue.
Kevin wants his job back.
I can see that.
No, I'm tired. I'm run down.
So Parkinson, Josh Dixon, Yu Renton, Billy Harmon, Jimeno, Aaron Smith, Mitch Hunt, Nareki, Gregory, Collins, Tomkinson at wing. Wow. And Sam Gilbert. Then for the Reds, we've got Dane Zander, Paenga Amosa. Fotuaka. I think that's how I'll say it. Let's leave it at that. Yeah, good thing. Anyway, Smith. Blythe, Angus Scott-Young, Liam Wright, Uru at 8, Kalani Thomas, James O'Connor, Jock Campbell, Hamish Stewart, Josh Fluk, Dungunu, and Higgins at the back.
Who's at the back?
Higgity.
Bryce Higgity.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Interesting.
That's a good sight. Taniela Tupou has been named on the bench.
He needs to rest.
I hope that's all it is. Well, after doing that breakdance that I saw the other day, I'm like, hey, maybe he pulled something.
Not to mention the man was very emotional after that win, eh?
You know, rugby players are just being emotional the last couple of days.
I don't know if Sonny Bill expected that when you went up to interview him, but the man was in his feelings.
After Carl Sinclair, it seems every prop wants to cry out here. I mean, getting to, I don't know.
We don't mind them that, but let's just keep it on the keep it focused.
Keep it inside, man. Keep it inside.
Keep it inside, you know.
Exactly.
Feel your feelings inside. Toxic masculinity.
This is it. We can't be having that on live TV. You can fit on it, so we can edit it out, and you can edit out the crying. It's a man's sport. Ah, we love people that show their emotions. At the end of the day, this is what keeps us healthy, keeps us sane.
True.
Real men cry. Real men cry.
I'm giving you to the Reds.
What's your take on this one, the Highlanders Reds?
No Shannon Frizzell, so I think go forward for the Highlanders is because he comes up with that clutch play, with that X factor.
Yeah.
With that little bit of X factor play. So that's going to be missing. I mean, as good as Jimeno is, I think Wilson will cancel him out. And who's the seven again? McWright.
Liam Wright.
It's Liam Wright. He's a nuisance on the ball, so he's gonna make the breakdown a terrible, terrible place for the Landers. But I just think the Reds have got momentum on their side. They just won the title, so I'd give it to the Reds. Cheeky one to the Reds.
HB.
I give it to the Reds as well. Hey, looking at how the Landers ended their season in Aotearoa, and how the Reds ended their season in AU, the Reds surely should take it. I think Tupou is just being given a little 2 seconds to relax. The man has been a try-scoring machine the entire season. Is there a game he didn't score a try? In fact, we need to check on that, because I think he scored in nearly every game.
He scored last week.
I think he did.
No, I don't think so.
So he missed one, the final.
Yes.
Yeah, that's not bad.
When it mattered the most.
It didn't matter that much if they won, you know. So I think the Reds have got it. Got it in the bag. I don't know. The Landers took a beating, you know. Besides the Hurricanes, the Landers are worse for wear.
The Canes being a very good side. Let's just don't leave that out of there.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Exactly.
The Landers took a beating, so I don't think they'll pull out the hat. That rabbit is not coming out.
I don't want to lie to you. I mean, my take on Australian rugby has always been that, and this is just a personal feeling, and this is all rugby or perceived rugby knowledge aside and all of that. This is how I've always seen it. Australian rugby is not as strong as New Zealand rugby, and they've been lying to each other in that competition. I'm going to back this.
You're going to back who?
The Landers.
Well, I didn't get that. Say that again. Sorry, you're breaking up.
I'm going to back the Landers. I'm backing. It's the dumbest thing I could do, particularly with the way I performed on Super Brew.
I was about to say that. This is why your Super Brew is always lacking.
It is, right? But I think this is an opportunity. I mean, obviously, yes, Frizzell is missing. Tony Brown is out of the picture. However, this is a good opportunity for a lot of guys. I mean, those guys that wanted to put their hands up for All Black rugby, there's no better time than now in this Trans-Tasman competition for them to actually start showing up, right? The Aotearoa has gone. It's done. Finished, right? This is like a fresh start, fresh slate, and against your most likely oppositions sometime this year, right? Mm-hmm. Good chance to put up your hand and show up. I just think the Landers are one of those teams that can do that. So I'm going to go for the Landers here.
Okay. Okay.
Like I said, I tossed all rugby knowledge as well aside when I made that pick.
What are you using? Some form of instinct.
Instinct. That's what it is. Like what I should have done when they beat the freaking Crusaders. That was my big weekend they took away. Okay. Moving on. Waratahs, Canes.
Canes by
plenty. Thank you. Say that again. I you didn't quite come out as clear.
I said Canes by plenty.
Why, Gav?
Because they're a good side.
I don't think that's it.
No, because the Waratahs are just going through a very dreadful sort of... they're going through a dreadful run. There's no easy way to put this. And I think the Canes have to play with a bit of... They have to prove something, you know. And now that your boy Nani has decided to head off to France, there's some clarity in that.
Yeah.
They won't play within themselves. I think there's plenty to play for.
That's it. Okay.
So I say Canes. I put Canes by 22.
Jeez.
Jesus. Even pulling any punches, is he right there?
The Waratahs are going through a hell of a lot. I don't think they'll be ready next season. They're going to be a force to be reckoned with, but I just don't think right now they're getting better, but they're a young team and they ain't ready for this type of shit, man. They ain't ready for what the Canes are going to bring to the party.
Wow.
They're not ready for it. It's not something to wow about. It's just the truth, guys.
No, I just thought you should just finish off and say the Canes are the best team in the comp. Likely win us.
No, you know, you're right about one thing. They're the best team in Wellington.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, all right. Oh, look, I think this is one of those games where it would take one hell of a shock to see an alternate result on that. I've got to agree with you there. The Canes are likely going to win it. I wouldn't go as big because, again, pride and things like that may come into play and the changes may just start showing up. But I would probably say Canes. For me, it's Canes by 10.
Who's got the Canes lineup?
I've got it right here. So they got Noumea, Coles, Fido, Blackwell, Walker Liwiri, Princip, Karifi, Flanders, Campbell, Love, Rayasi, Umaga Jensen, Proctor, Savia, and Barrett. It's a very good side.
No, Canes are going to try them.
You know, it's sad though. When you look at this the Waratahs, I don't know. Yeah, actually, no. Yeah, okay, you're right. I'll go 20 points. Let's do it. 20 Jesus. Points for the Canes.
What did you next drink? Week. What did Gavin feed you? Calm down.
What are your thoughts, bruh? Tell us, quick.
The Canes, I don't know. I think the Canes can do it, but I'm worried about you guys, man. I'm worried. You guys can just falter on some dumb stuff. Stop depending on Jody. He's not going to win you any more games. Okay, call back TJ. Then maybe I'll start to believe in you again.
Actually, if someone
losing Laomapi.
If someone gets injured in this game, God forbid. However, if it does happen, they can call up TJ Perenara for this comp.
Because he's re-signed?
Yes. I'm not saying anyone should get injured, but I'm just saying if it does happen, that's what's going to happen. So who are you picking, HB? Let's go. You said the Canes?
I got the Canes, but by about 10 or 5. 10, by 10.
Okay. Good man. Good man. Okay.
Saturday morning.
Weekend. As far as I'm concerned, it's the game of the weekend, and it's a good way to start the comp. Crusaders versus the Brumbies. All right. Crusaders lineup. Bauer, Taylor, Alalotoa, Dunche, Whitelock, Blackadder, Sanders, Grace, Hall. Oh, that's a bit of a shocker. But anyway, Mwonga, Fainganuku, Haveli, Ino, Mataheli, Bridge. Brumbies lineup. Sio, Fainga, Alalotoa. That's good. The brothers face each other, don't they? No, they're on opposite sides. Swain, Nick Frost, Stowers, Scott, Valentini, Lonergan, Lolasio, Tom Wright, Simone, Ikitao, Kata, and Tom Banks at the back.
Canes. I mean, what am I saying? Crusaders. Crusaders by like 11.
Do you think the Brumbies are not going to be good enough, or is it just a continuation of the Crusaders juggernaut?
Brumbies will push them. That's why I said by 11.
Yeah, you know what? It's hard to look past. Unfortunately, it's very hard to look past the Crusaders at the moment, isn't it? So I'll go by 5. Crusaders by 5.
Shit, I just don't believe in this Blues team. I've just looked at the Blues lineup. I'm just like, guys.
Sadders by 50. I'm joking. Sadders by 10.
All right. Blues and Rebels. Gav, you already had some fine words for the Blues over here.
Look, Adrian Chaut is a fantastic player. Robinson, great. Satutu, very good. I don't know, man. I just have this kind of nagging doubt about the Blues lately.
It's hard to just believe in them, isn't it?
It's hard. I'm telling you, it's difficult to trust these guys. Because, I mean, they should chire the Rebels. Where are they playing? In Melbourne.
Oh, that's a good question.
They're playing Amy Park, Melbourne.
Ooh, that's going to be interesting.
Yeah, after the Blues were pushed by that young Chiefs side.
It's the same team. This is what's getting me. It's the same lineup.
That's just the honest truth. The Blues are not a sure bet.
Look at their front row, right? I mean, look, they'll end up pulling away because Offa will just come in and steady Offa the ship. But I'm not. I'll probably say Blues by 5. But hey, begrudgingly, I'd actually love it if the Rebels won, to be honest.
Wow.
I think that would be epic.
In Taiwan, watch. Meme. Over.
I don't know. This is like Sophie's choice, honestly. Because this is the same Blues team that struggled to beat the Chiefs third string team.
It's just facts. These are just facts, though.
Imi.
And this is a Rebel time team with some Wallabies, bro. With Matt Tumua, Reese Hodge. Come on, bro.
Hodge is there?
In the Rebels team. Yeah.
Not this weekend.
What's the Rebels lineup?
So they got Orr, Welisi, Elof, Leota, Helepeti, Hardwick, Wells,
Powell, Tom Hardwick,
Tomua, Koriabeti, Magne, Lee, Lomani, and Pincus. Not a very solid. Doesn't sound okay. To be fair, I mean.
Okay, fine. I'll give it to the Blues.
The Blues will get this one, I think.
Yeah, the Blues I'll give it to them by 11.
Oh, now you want to
really? I'll go by 20.
Really? Okay.
Akira needs to get his old black jersey, so he may actually come on and do something.
Give some haters.
Yeah.
Next.
Are you
next?
Next. Who wants to see these guys? After what they did last week, I don't even think we should discuss these guys.
I agree with you. Really, we should just cut this part off.
Exactly.
Because they did nothing. They had one job.
They let the world down. The world. Everyone was it. Everyone apart from Canterbury.
Badly si squad. Literally, badly si squad. Damn it.
Oh, man. So, sorry about that. So, the Chiefs against the Force.
I say Chiefs by 6.
You know, I think the Force could take this one. They've been a little spark in there, and the Chiefs aren't really reliable anymore. After last weekend, I don't think I can trust the Chiefs.
This is now a haterade from HB after you slayed Blues.
I don't know what the Chiefs could do.
Blues. Like, I just stated. The Chiefs are only gonna win by 6 points because the distance they have to travel to get to Perth as well.
Dude, but this is not a bad Rebel side though.
No, the Rebel, what you talking about? Force.
Oh, Rebel shit. Crap, sorry. Age, dog. I told you. Anyway, Force side. Sorry. Hey, they've got Carney, they've got Kahui,
yeah, they've got
Godwin.
Got some solid players, man. They rate themselves. So yeah. And Kahui is gonna come out to break someone. So I think the Chiefs will win it. But they're going to struggle. They're going to have to work very, very hard for the win. And it's hard to get yourselves up for something after the disappointment of losing a final. You know, but new comp, new things. Let's see how they get along.
Ding is playing 10, eh?
Yeah, I'm happy to see there's no triple T.
Ish. Why? After last week, you didn't. Gamble Mira. But dude, Xavier Rowe has not, with all the talk that he got, he didn't get an opportunity, really.
He didn't get an opportunity, so he's getting a chance now. I think the Chiefs will take it, but barely.
I actually think the Chiefs will go pretty well. They'll go pretty well on this one.
Oh, yeah?
They'll go pretty well. This is purely from the fact that I think they'll want to continue the momentum. You know what? It's very easy to slide into a slump, but I think they've got a good thing going.
But no one slides into a slump willingly.
No, yeah, of course, 100%. But I just believe that they're going to want to get that continuity going. It's very easy to come from being a decent side and then all of a sudden losing so many games like they did. And I don't think they want to go down that. They know what it's... No, not being funny or anything. But like just... They probably realize how easy it is to go down that road that they can't take this lightly. They probably will go into this and approach it with what it, you know, the respect it deserves. So I actually think the Chiefs may chaya the force.
Also...
I go Chiefs by 15.
15?
15.
15?
Yes.
Such a pretty leaf.
HP.
Chiefs by 10. And not a point more. Not a single point more. That's where we draw the line.
Wow. Gav, what was your... You said Chiefs by 6.
I said by 6, yeah.
Hey, well, yeah. I think that's it. That's the weekend's roundup, at least Super Rugby Trans-Tasman is concerned. And then who cares about all the other stuff? I mean, there's the Curry Cup.
Did you see that thing where SA was asking to play a training game with the All Blacks?
Well, that actually was looking forward to that because it probably would have been...
They need all the practice they can get, those fuckers, because those Lions dudes are smelling blood and they ain't gonna come by joking. If you look at the back row selections they've made, they're going for dynamism and pace. They're not looking to play this bludgeon each other to death type game. So
did you see Rossi Erasmus's his dig at the Lions?
Hansi.
Oh dude.
Hansi Naris.
Where was it? It was that whole, you know, that whole article where the guy was hating about the box and how they're not really deserving of champions.
So
he posts a picture. Where's this? And I had this.
But they are deserving world champions, but they're not deserving world number one.
Well, number one, yeah. Of course, when we talk about number one, that's a whole different story. But world champions, let's be honest, they are.
They did it the hard way, man.
All champions, you can't run away from it. So
they ran away from the All Blacks. So
not really.
Yeah. Well, they lost the All Blacks. So yeah, world champions. Pinch of salt. I mean, I'm not being bitter or anything, but like,
I feel the same way being an All Black supporter. But I've got to be honest about it.
They deserve it. No, we'll give it to them. But
yeah,
don't forget, they purposely have not played anybody. Right,
to stay
at number one.
Yeah,
I'll respect the Argies because they hadn't played rugby for a year. And they were like, you know what, stuff it, let's go and play. But then you've got South Africans going, yo, we're the world champs, man. But really, what else? How about you? So you won a trophy and you just buried your head in the sand. Nice, good going, guys. Well done.
Hey, COVID,
COVID, bro.
Hey.
Oh, fuck off. Oh, we'll see.
Yeah, so I don't know. Well, look, it's going to be... There is Rainbow Cup. What is it even called, man? It is called the Rainbow Cup, actually.
It's called the Rainbow Cup.
This Saturday. So the Bulls against the Sharks. That's probably...
That'll be a good game.
Okay. Lion Stormers. I would rather watch the Bulls Sharks. I think that'll be a good one.
Okay.
Yeah. Interesting
case. Yeah, I agree.
Thank you for listening and tuning in. We'll see you on, or not see you, but we'll catch up with you guys on Monday.
Killer.
All right, guys. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
Cheers.
Later.